Steel Stories on BBC Tees, Volume 3. Kaboom! A drat and double drat.
One of the things that you should never try and let happen is for water to come into contact with molten iron. Boom, 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 boom. And I can clearly remember it. In fact, it was bonfire night. It was November the 5th. And we had a big explosion where some molten iron hit some water, and there was a massive explosion, really massive explosion, and the molten iron was thrown through the air. Because of that, some of that molten iron, as it happens, set fire to one or two things, and we had this really big serious fire. At the time, I was acting up as plant manager. I was the guy holding the reins. All the senior managers, all the guys that were normally appointed to positions, they were at a big conference in Leeds. There was a pager message sent out to all the senior managers who were sat having a nice conference in Leeds, enjoying a bit of jar jar about something. And apparently the A1 and the A19 was like wacky races about half an hour after that, as they all came back to try and take charge of the situation and take control of it.
Steelmaking is coming back to Teesside. For all the best coverage and analysis, join BBC Tees at the Blast Furnace on 95 FM, on digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/tees. The gas pedal. Thanks, we have the Bouldermobile with the Slide Brothers Rock and Gravel.